This is Fresh Air. Rock critic Ken Tucker has listened to new albums by two Australian bands, The Murlocs and King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. The bands share some of the same musicians, and Ken says that between them, the sheer variety of the genres of music they explore is staggering. Here's his review of Bittersweet Demons by The Murlocs and Butterfly 3000 by King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard.
The Murlocs are a funky little band from Melbourne, Australia that feature Ambrose Kenny-Smith on vocals, guitar, and harmonica. They've been around for about a decade, and Bittersweet Demons is their fifth album. If you take nothing else away from this review, dig this song called Francesca, a blistering bit of high-pitched blues rock about Kenny Smith's mother. The Murlocs are sort of a side project to a larger enterprise, King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard, where Ambrose Kenny-Smith and guitarist Cook Craig join other musicians to create albums that amalgamate nearly every kind of pop music you can think of. And I am talking about a lot of albums. Since their 2010 debut, the King Gizzard Collective has put out 18 studio albums, 9 live albums, and numerous EPs. The latest studio album, Butterfly 3000, is their second 2021 release and very much a result of coronavirus and lockdowns. Recorded with band members mostly separated from each other, performed more on synthesizers than their usual battery of guitars. The result is propulsive techno-pop such as this song, Yours. But that song and this King Gizzard album is nothing like the rest of the Gizzard discography, which is variously filled with heavy metal, progressive rock, psychedelic pop, punk, and, well, generally heavy stuff. I favor their 2017 album, Murder of the Universe, for the swiftness of its heaviness. given my preference for tighter pop songcraft, I'd say I'll probably listen to the Murlocs more often, but heaven knows the King Gizzard discography lays out a very generous buffet from which to sample. If you're looking to spend part of your summer exploring new sounds, these Australians have more than enough material to keep you grazing for days on end.
Rock critic Ken Tucker reviewed new albums by two Australian bands, The Murlocs and King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard.